Air ambulance companies are trying to derail Senator Lamar Alexander's effort to ban surprise billing. They argue that limiting what they charge would hurt access to life-saving transportation in rural areas. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Nearly two-thirds of air ambulance rides are out of network for the patient. That means an insurer may cover only a fraction of the cost, leaving patients with the balance. That's what's often called a surprise medical bill. Seth Myers is the CEO of Air Evac, one of the largest air ambulance companies. He acknowledges that the industry depends on charging patients with private insurance much higher rates. He says government insurance programs like Medicare don't cover the cost.
It's a cost shift like really the rest of healthcare is. So I'm not overcharging. I'm charging what I need to be able to make up the difference.
Under Senator Lamar Alexander's bill, patients would never be on the hook for any amount their insurance company refuses to pay. But Myers warns that could lead to the closure of more helicopter bases, especially in outlying areas where they're increasingly needed as rural hospitals close. The industry prefers legislation supported by Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, which does not specifically target surprise medical bills from air ambulance services. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.